What's up, my friend? Welcome to Breathing Fire, the official podcast of Beast Life Brand, a new breed of powerful believers repping the Lion of Judah. Christ lived the original beast life, and now it's our turn. We must warn you, though, it's not for the weak. It's for the hardcore.
Hardcore.
Our MO is to equip people of faith and kingdom entrepreneurs to live powerful and represent. God did not create you to live small. He gave you raw talents to develop and use. It's time to find more purpose, live with passion, and lead with impact. Your host is Fired Up Phil, a husband and father, entrepreneur, rebel, truth seeker, and man of faith who's leading and growing the Lion's Tribe movement. We despise religion and lukewarm living. We're fired up and building our kingdom. Please connect with us across social media at Beast Life Brand. And now, get ready to have some fun and break some chains with this episode of Breathing Fire.
Hey, what's up, Lions Tribe? We are laying another track down of Breathing Fire, the official podcast of Beast Life Brand, a badass brand for a new breed of powerful believers. I'm always fired up, and I'm your host, Fired Up Phil. We're amped up for another episode. I've got with me today King Jason Grass, who I'm super psyched to always... I guess you're my partner in purpose. Right? Not crime. You thought I was going to say crime, right? Now we're past the crime part. Now we're partners in purpose, right? And we have a purpose on this earth, a purpose, a heavenly purpose. We are kingdom minded. And so we're going to be dropping some regular tracks of Breathing Fire, of course, the official podcast of Beast Life Brand for everybody. So let's kind of talk a little bit today here. Let's see. In this episode, I want to spit a little bit of fire on like kind of getting back at it. I feel like we've had a lot of stuff going on. I've been super busy with stuff that we have going with real estate and construction and building and, you know, doing all the things that we have going on in our businesses and stuff. And so we decided when we kind of met, we were like, yo, we need to get back on full track with Breathing Fire, with building the brand, with being more about our Father's business and what He's calling us to do with this brand, and how He's calling us to help and raise up other kings and queens, right? Kingdom-minded people, people who are looking to get ahead and become more successful. So let's talk about that a little bit today. And on a side note, it is St. Patrick's Day. It just made me think of that. And I feel lucky. Do you feel lucky?
I do feel lucky.
Why do you feel lucky? Tell everybody.
I'm just blessed in life, you know. And I'm living a great life, surrounded by great people, and so.
That is true.
I do feel lucky.
We do. When you have a relationship, right, with your Creator, and you're literally watching, that unfold and these things manifest in your life, right? And you know that you're on the path that He has placed you on, like for purpose, right? And a reason. I think, when you look at all of the things that we have, it's very easy to say, yo, I mean, luck is being blessed, right? Like at the end of the day.
Sure.
I'm saved by grace. I know your story. And I think starting each day, understanding and waking up with gratitude. And I like preach this all the time because it's so important. Like, I wouldn't even know that. I wouldn't even be on, have that relationship or have that path had God not shaken up my life early on and got my attention. And so for that, it wasn't something that I did. It was something that He did. So I wake up every day with gratitude, even if my, things are in shambles in business and like whatever. At the beginning of the day and at the end of the day, I know that because I have that connection with my Creator and because I serve God, that I truly am lucky, I am blessed, and I am grateful every single day, despite what is going on around me.
Yeah, right. 100%.
So what a good, just a little quick tidbit or note on St. Patrick's Day. If you know the Lord, if you are blessed, if you are lucky, let me get an amen in the comments. Give me an amen in the chat. Let me know what's up. Anything else you want to add to that?
Pretty good.
You good? All right. So let's kick into this. So getting back at it. So we kind of like, I don't want to use the word fell off a little bit, like making some recordings. But that stuff happens in life. So what do you do when you get off track? Like, let's talk about that for a minute. Like, everybody goes through different seasons, different things happen, right? And sometimes we get off track with certain things. So what do we got to do?
Well, it's acknowledging it once we, you know, we've acknowledged that we took a little break and then that's it. So we know we got to refocus and get back in the grind, you know, just awesome. As fast as we fall off, we can get back on track just the same way.
Refocus. I like that refocus because that's what it is all about, right? Being consistent is about staying focused. And we've been focused in the gym, right? We've been making some serious gains. And so like, what this podcast and what Beast Life brand is about and Breathing Fire is all about raising up, you know, people and helping them live more successful and become the kings and the queens that God has called them to be, right? From Revelation 1:6. And so with that, we're going to talk about a lot of things on this podcast that are hopefully going to be helpful to the audience, people watching. Let's kind of set the record straight, for a couple of things. Like, who is this podcast for and what the heck are we going to be talking about in this podcast? So who is this podcast for?
Everybody,
anybody who wants to listen.
Yeah, that's true.
It is definitely for kingdom-minded people, right? It is for non-religious people of the faith. If you are religious, you're not going to like us probably. That's just the straight truth. Yeah. I found that out. People who are religious do not really like me. We don't gel. We don't jive. And I'm totally cool with that. So I don't hate on any religious people. What do I mean by the word? What do I mean by religious people? And yeah, what are your thoughts? So religious people to me are the cats that try to control you. They're the ones that try to dictate the way that things are supposed to go and supposed to be. And they're always going to try to control the situation and control the people and control you. There are a lot of preachers, pastors, and everything who are religious. I don't particularly like that. I don't hate on them. I love them as people, but I am not about, you know, what they are. There's a lot of people, not just pastors, that are very religious, that try to control everything. And they try to, you know, utilize their position or their understanding or lack thereof of the faith to try to control people, right? And those are religious people. They're the ones that tell you you can't say shit. They're the ones that tell you you can't talk like that. You can't, you know, do certain things. But that is not what we were taught in the word. And I am completely not okay with those types of people who try to put you in a box and place you in a box and not allow the freedom of the Holy Spirit, the freedom of God to be able to manifest itself, because God is not about confining you, controlling you. He's about freeing you. I have come to set you free and free indeed. Yeah. And I am totally jacked up about that. So religious people are not going to like this podcast, just letting you know.
But you're still welcome.
But you are totally welcome, because we want to break that from you. We want to break you out of that controlling and mind, you know, messed up mindset. It's like, you know, it's poison. And that's what it is. It's like, there's lots of different things. We can go into a lot deeper on that in another episode, but we're about freedom. And on that note, so we're going to talk about the 5 F's, one of which is freedom. But who is this podcast for? Well, it's not for really religious people. They're not going to like it. It's for anybody who is open to, you know, receiving something that's going to help them be more successful, especially if you are of the faith. If you are not of the faith, you are awesome and totally welcome, right? Because I think a lot of people that don't have an understanding of the faith, when they come and they start kind of, you know, hanging with us a little bit, they kind of realize, I didn't understand. I didn't think that, you know, that your faith was like that, that, you know, that God was like that, that Christ was like that. Like, you know, how come you make it seem different than from what I understand it to be, right? And that's what we want to do. We want to be and help people see and receive the freedoms that are in the faith, and understand the true nature and the true character of, you know, of God. So it is for you if you are open, and it is for you if you want to make progress. If you want to stay stuck, this shit ain't for you. Yeah. Because we are not about staying stuck. We are about making progress. Life is about progress. And we believe that God expects you to make progress. And that's something that, you know, starts when you're born and never stops. We never stop making progress. So if you want to be stuck in a shell and you resent trying to grow and make progress, well, then you ain't gonna be listening to this either. So basically everybody else, I would say.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else you want to add to that?
Welcome.
So why don't you tell the people, you know what the five F's are?
Nope.
Not one of them. It's not a four letter word. It's not a cuss word. No. All right. So we talk about faith, right? So faith is one of the F's. So we talk about that on this podcast. We talk about family because we do believe in family. I was told, you know, that I'm not allowed to say the word family anymore in real estate, that is offensive or discriminatory. You know what? I will say family all day long because I believe in family. So family. We talk about family. We talk about fitness. Can you flex for the camera? Come on now. We talk about fitness. We want to help you get fit because you know why? Because God expects you to be fit. He expects you to take care of your temple, your body. You can't perform and produce and make progress, you know, if you're all jacked up, if you're all unhealthy, if you're sick, if you're not fit, right? Like, you know, we want you. You feel so much better. You're not gonna perform like, you know, he wants you to perform if you're 200 pounds overweight or you're, you know, you can't even catch your breath walking down the set of stairs or something, right? That's not gonna work.
Yeah.
You gotta be able to feel well in order to do well. So we're gonna talk about fitness. We're gonna talk about
finances,
making some dough. Who wants to make some more money? I think that, you know, some people will say, well, it's not all about money. Well, no, it's not all about money, but money helps you do things. It gives you opportunity, provides you choices and chances. And it also helps us pour into the kingdom and do the things that we need to accomplish, right? Right. You can't do things if you're broke. So you've got to have money. So we talk about money, how to help you become more successful and make more money. And then what's the last F? I said it originally. About non-religious people.
I don't know.
Freedom.
Oh yeah.
It's all about that freedom, right? I have come and I've come to set you free, and free indeed. And that starts within yourself, right? You've got to liberate, emancipate. Let's talk about a little bit of Bob Marley on the show today. You want to sing that song?
Nope.
Me neither.
A lot of things.
You got to emancipate yourself from mental slavery. That is the lyric from the song. And I do love Bob Marley. But anyway, so it is. It's about freedom. It's about being free, and it starts from within. Okay, don't confine yourself. We talk a lot about something we call breaking chains. Okay, that's one of our slogans. It's one of our shirts. What are chains?
Things that hold you back.
Things that hold you back. Right. There's so many chains, and anybody who thinks that they don't have any chains, well, you're lying to yourself, because everybody right now, I don't care who you are, has chains that are holding you back right now from taking you to the next level that God's trying to bring you. So our job in life is to identify those chains and to work on overcoming them and breaking them. Right. We're chain breakers. So those are the five F's that we are going to be talking about on this podcast on a regular basis and stuff. And so I hope you want to improve your faith. I hope you want to strengthen your family. I hope you want to get fit. I hope you want to make some more finances. And I hope that you want to be and live free. That sound good?
Yeah.
Pretty good to me. Anyway, so moving on here, what are we going to talk about today? We're getting back into it. We're kind of given a synopsis of what exactly Breathing Fire is going to be about. And we have a Facebook group, right? If you haven't joined the Facebook group, you're definitely going to want to do that. What's the Facebook group?
The Lions Tribe.
The Lions Tribe. And what are we planning on doing with that group?
Making it amazing,
right? And helping motivate people, get people fired up, help them, you know, make progress in those areas that we just talked about, create a bit of a community in there and stuff like that. And so we're going to get on track and consistent with pouring into the Lions Tribe Facebook group, which you can go online, facebook.com/ I think it's groups Lions Tribe. But if you just search for the Lions Tribe, you'll find the Facebook group on there. So definitely go there and, you know, jump into that group, because that group is going to be official and we're focused on making it great. So we also have what we, one of the things that we've coined, we believe highly in declaring things over your life, right? And you have, you know, I'm sure you can testify to this, but like when you're trying to overcome, or you're trying to make progress, or you're trying to get ahead, right? Whether you know it or not, you're making declarations about yourself in your mind, right? You're saying and making these declarations either consciously or subconsciously, right? So we believe in making them more consciously, right? Because that's going to help you do all of the good things that we're talking about here. So we have what we call the Lions or the Kings Manifesto that we created. So we figured we'll go over this that really quick for this episode. And you want to start by reading the first line?
Christ lived the original beast life and has called me to the Lions tribe of kings to develop my potential and become one of God's mighty warriors.
Awesome. So that's a bold statement. So let's just look at that. So Christ lived the original beast life. What does that mean? What is the beast life?
It's a mentality, I think, you know, it's about wanting to be better.
That is true.
Being better.
That is true. You're 100% right. It's a mindset and a lifestyle. And it's about not taking the easy route. It's about taking that hard route and breaking those chains and committing to, you know, better yourself and committing to work on following, you know, the spirit and following the things that, you know, you feel that, you know, God is leading you to do, right? Yeah. It's about not being a yeah. So anyway, so God has called me to the Lion's Tribe of Kings, which is basically that. It is that mindset, that lifestyle, and that's what we call the Lion's Tribe. It's those that are committed to getting better and are committed to really living the beast life. So we want to develop ourselves and become one of God's mighty warriors. The next line is,
I made no excuses because I understand the biggest obstacle in my life is myself. Is myself.
Yeah. You want to comment on that one? Are you the biggest obstacle in your life?
Yeah, that's what
amen. I'm
my own worst enemy.
Me too. I think we all are.
Yeah.
You know, so many people, here's how you can tell the difference between people who are going to be successful and people who are never going to be successful. This line right here makes sure that you don't fall into the victim mindset. Right. And what it is doing is it's placing the accountability on yourself. I am the problem, not everything else. I'm not going to point my fingers and blame everybody else and all these other things, right? Because I'm the biggest problem standing in my way. It's I have to develop and work on myself to get ahead. It's not everything else, the government, the my skin color, my race, my religion, my whatever. Yeah. So that's what's up with that. So what's up with the next line?
Forget laziness and wasting time away. I'm building my legacy each day.
That's right. So forgetting laziness and wasting time. Like, do we have time to just, we don't have time to be lazy.
No.
You don't have time for that.
No.
Yeah. So we don't want to waste our life away. God, our time is the biggest, most valuable form of capital that we have. Wasting time is a sin. Now that's not to say that enjoying time, you know, and is wasting it. No. Having fun and doing things, that is you should invest a portion of time doing that, right? But we're talking about just literally like, you know, wasting your time, most of your time away in your life away, not having purpose, not serving purpose, right?
Putting effort
into purpose, right? That's what we're talking about. All right, what's the next one?
I stand my ground in the face of fear, even when the enemy of self-doubt draws near.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm not going to front and tell you that I'm always confident and that I've never doubted and that I've never, you know, had to overcome self-doubt, because I think anybody who tells you that is also lying through their teeth, right?
Yeah.
Every single one of us has doubt. I don't care how confident you come off. That is, you know, that is good in the moment, but everybody is working on overcoming that self-doubt.
Yeah.
That's just a constant thing that we have to address. If we're making progress and, you know, trying to move forward and everything, we're going to have to overcome doubts. What about the next one?
I live with purpose and I'm set. Of course, I am fired up that you can bet.
That
you can bet.
That would be placing a bet, right? So of course I'm fired up. So I, yeah, you have to live with purpose, right? And I think that when you live with purpose, it's going to help. It helps you become fired up. It helps you have passion. When you don't live with purpose, when you got nothing that you're living for, if you're living right now with no purpose, then your life is not going to be filled with much fire or excitement. You're probably living a lukewarm life, right? As what the Bible says. And we don't want to live lukewarm. We want to live fired up.
Yeah.
So next line.
I am a warrior, battle tested, with the scars to show, rocking the whole armor of God. So let's go.
Any comments on that one?
That's pretty good.
That's good, right? Yeah. Cut and dry. I hope you consider yourself a warrior. And the only way that you could become battle tested is if you get in the game, right? You got to be able to get in a battle. Get on. You gotta fight. You can't have battle scars if you don't fight. You know, if you're sitting back like a sissy and you're too scared to take chances, you're too scared to go after the things that you feel led inside to do, that you have the desire to do, you know, like if that was the case, we wouldn't be here right now making this podcast, recording in front of a camera, right? Yeah. We're doing it because we have purpose, and we're trying to send out a message and grow a ministry and help people. And that requires, you know, obviously what we're talking about here. So you got to get in the battle, and you've got to, rock the whole armor of God. So, you know, we do have that going for us.
Yeah.
And we'll have to talk a lot more about the armor of God in another episode. But for that, we'll just leave it at that for this line. But what else we got next?
I never accept defeat. That means I don't fold, because gameness and perseverance is how I roll.
There you go. So how many times have you been faced with the decision to quit and accept defeat?
Every day.
Every day, right?
Yeah.
And so you have, I mean, we talked about your story in the previous episode and stuff. And so you overcame, you know, drinking, drugs, you have your life on track. You overcame being overweight. You know what I'm saying? You overcame lots of different things, increasing your finances, right? You're doing all of these things. And so where are we at here? So how many times going through that, like, did you feel like quitting? And that's the thing I always tell people, like, you're either consistent or you're non-existent. You're going to want to quit, like, at the end of the day, but you've got to be committed. You can't accept defeat, right? It's called gameness, right? When I love pit bulls, and pit bulls are, you know, they're old school dogs. They've been around for a long time. And throughout the entire history of the breed, they've been bred for gameness. Gameness is the ability to not give up. Now you can breed a dog like a pit bull for gameness. Obviously people know that they've done it through dog fighting. I'm not condoning dog fighting, but they also, the pit bulls were known for bull baiting. So they used to unleash dogs on bulls way back in the day, and the dogs would have to take the bulls down for the people so they could eat and stuff. And so they can, you know, the dogs would go hunting, bull baiting. And they do it with boar. They do it with weight pulling too. Like they do, right. But it's all to test the perseverance and to strengthen the dog's gameness and perseverance. And that's such an admirable quality. Right. Yeah. Like humans, us as people, we were born. God expects us to develop our gameness too, to develop our level of perseverance, to not be a bunch of damn sissies, right? Who just give up every time things get tough, you know? And so that's what we do. That's living the beast life, is having that attitude. We are game. Yeah. We are game bred.
Yeah.
So what's the next line?
From a burning desire, my greatest weapon is my passion fire.
Yeah, that to me, you know, obviously I was given the name, right, Fired Up Phil, but the word fire really for me is about a couple of things, and passion is one of them at the core, right? We talked about it earlier, so we won't spend too much time, but you got to live with passion. If you don't have something that you're passionate about, I know Martin Luther King said, I don't know if he originated it, but he said, if you haven't found something that's worth dying for, you're not even fit to live. Right. So if you haven't found something you're passionate enough about, then you're not even fit to live, basically, which is a bold and powerful statement. And I think that if you're not passionate about life, then I think that's why a lot of people do a lot of stupid things, because they're lost and they don't have any purpose. They don't have any passion. And then you can very easily go into a, you know, depression, like what's the point at that point, right? That's why people do a lot of bad things, a lot of things that they wouldn't do. Complacency will kill you. Absolutely. Yeah. What they say, idle or whatever, it's the devil's workshop, right? Idle mind, something like that. what do we got next here?
So forget the sidelines. I want in the game. I'm not afraid to fall. I'm looking to score because taking chances is what makes this life worth so much more.
Yeah, not afraid to fail. I'm looking to score. So basically, once again, get in the game, right? And you know what? How many times the reason why people fear of failure is really one of the biggest reasons that people don't get started or back out or bail from things, right? And so that's what this statement in there is trying to drive home. So when you declare this, we're driving home that we have to overcome fear of failure. At the end of the day, we got to do that. You got to get in the game and you got to overcome being scared to fail. Because if you don't, then that's a chain. You're not going to break it. And you're just going to be held back and content. So you can't kick ass without breaking chains of the fear of failure.
You have to fail before you can win.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely. I think John Maxwell wrote a book called Failing Forward. Well, that's a great statement too, right? You know, because we do have so many obstacles that teach us better lessons than our successes. I definitely learned more in my failures than in my successes, you know? Alrighty, next line.
I live with passion or I'll die with regrets. It's my choice. In faith, I place bets to live powerful and represent. Breaking chains and kicking ass is how that gets spent.
Okay. So that right there is basically just a bold declaration that you are going to be excited and that you are going to go out with a bang. You're going to lay it all on the field. We use a sports analogy, right? It's not about, at the end of the day, you don't ever really lose if you laid it all on the field. Mm-hmm. If you give it your all on that field, whatever the scoreboard says at the end of the game, at that point isn't relevant. What's relevant is if you left it all out there, because then you did everything you could. Sure. And that's what we're talking about here. But the caveat or the opposite of that, right, is not laying it all out there. And I think that's what a lot of people do. That's what most people do. If you ask yourself, am I laying it all out there? I think you have to say, a lot of people would have to admit no, right? And I would admit that about myself about certain things. And that's why we have to remind ourselves. That's what this manifesto is designed to do. It's designed to be something that we can declare over our life every day and remind us of these things and help us start the day, living powerful and representing. So if we read the whole thing back one more time, just so that you get it, here's what I would, and anybody who wants a copy of this manifesto, just drop a comment or whatever, and we will send you a copy. You can print it. We even have ones that we can mail to you. So if you want a copy, we'll send you a copy, either PDF or whatever, drop a comment and we'll give you a copy of this. But here we go. So Christ lived the original beast life, and he has called me to the Lion's Tribe of Kings to develop my potential and become one of God's mighty warriors. I make no excuses because I understand the biggest obstacle in my way is myself. Forget laziness and wasting time away. I'm building my legacy each day. I stand my ground in the face of fear, even when the enemy of self-doubt draws near. I live with purpose, so I'm set. Of course, I'm fired up. That you can bet. I'm a warrior, battle-tested with the scars to show, rocking the whole armor of God, so let's go. I never accept defeat. That means I don't fold, because gameness and perseverance is how I roll. From a burning desire, my greatest weapon is my passion fire. So forget the sidelines. I want in the game. I'm not afraid to fail. I'm looking to score, because taking chances is what makes life worth so much more. I live with passion or I'll die with regret. It's my choice. In faith, I place bets to live powerful and represent. Breaking chains and kicking ass is how that gets spent. Now, if you said that to yourself every single morning, do you think that you would start the day just be more excited, a little bit more powerful, a little bit more fired up? I'm a big believer in affirmations. Some people think it's bullshit. Some people don't. I personally think that affirmations are very powerful. I believe that your subconscious mind cannot distinguish the difference between what's fake and what's real, or what's true, what's untrue. So what you program yourself with affects your life, whether you want to believe it or realize it or not. That's my belief. And so a manifesto and declarations or affirmations or incantations or whatever you want to call it, the multitude of things that people, you know, use to describe it, it is something that is a tool that can help you, you know, stay on track, that can help you get motivated, that can help you stay fired up, and that literally programs you to, you know, to believe and have the thoughts and the morals and all of the different things that you would like to have. On the opposite note, if you just allow programming to happen to you,
yeah,
right, you're going to be, you know, just a puppet of whatever. And so that's why we do the manifesto and we do all these other things to, you know, to help us stay on track, to help us continue to program ourselves with good things. I mean, do you have anything you want to weigh in on that? Do you utilize any things? Like, do you listen to podcasts, right? And stuff, and like, church services, and like when we were talking about this before, when you, were working on overcoming, you know, different things that you were going through, you had to change your programming.
Yeah. You know? I still, to this day, listen to inspirational podcasts, you know, and things different things, Christian music, you know, because it's, especially me, like I've had a couple of good years, but like I have to stay focused because it would take very little to deter me, you know. So
it's not just you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, but I'm speaking for me, but everybody individually.
You I mean, you feel better. Like when you're chilling with somebody, like right now, when we're having a conversation, like I'm amped up, I'm motivated.
Yeah.
Right. But if I was to go to have a conversation with negative Nancy, you know what I mean, down the road, she was like, oh my God, blah, 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 woe is me and all this, right? Then you're like, oh, okay. Like I feel so disempowered after I just hung out with negative Nancy for a minute. And you're like, oh, and then you go listen to, you know, some other, you know, just mindless, let's just say, you know, TV show. And like, and then that, and it's kind of just, you know, maybe there's some whatever stuff in there that's just not. And then you go, you know, and you're, you know, you don't really put in anything positive or you're not giving yourself that good mental nutrition, that good mental food, and it affects you. Like at the end of the day,
you are who you surround yourself with.
100%
with music and content or people,
everything.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that I'm saying that, you know, I'm not saying that you can never, that you should never listen to any other music or anything like that, or that you should never, but you should pay attention to, it's like, I like to utilize, to use like the body, right? So like we have cheat days, we eat, we in moderation, we cheat, we eat Doritos, we do, you know, certain things in moderation, like those things are okay. But if all you did was stuff Twinkies down your throat, eat bags of Doritos, shovel McDonald's, you know, and sodas, and you are going to be one unhealthy mother
SOB.
Yeah. And so if when you look at it, if you put all these unhealthy things into your mind, why do people think that they don't even like, they don't get the, you know, that they don't believe or realize, or even, you know, take into consideration that is mental junk food. And that is causing them to have the stinking thinking, the negative thoughts, the lack of faith, the lack of passion, purpose, drive, confidence, right? And so you're like, how do you stay like fired up, Phil? Why do you always seem like you're fired up? Because like things go great for you all the time. Right? I make myself, because I program myself, because I pay attention to what I'm putting into my mind, who I'm hanging out with, the things that I'm doing, so that I'm constantly, you know, when I start to feel like I'm not, I get awareness and I'm like, oh shit, I gotta go, you know, I gotta go put on some positive music, or I gotta go listen to a podcast that's gonna build me up, or I gotta go read a book, right? That's gonna build me up, or I gotta go hang out with somebody who's gonna build me up. And I think that I think that we dropped some nuggets with that, you know, on this thing today here, with lots of different things. I think this manifesto says a lot. So is there anything that you want to add to the people about the manifesto, about the Facebook group, about anything as we sign off here?
I'm excited for the future of myself and everybody else. You know, this brand works if we're a team and we work together, you know. So
amen.
So hopefully we get a good bunch of guys, girls in here, whatever the case, and you know, we feed off of each other and create some positivity and live the beast life.
No doubt. Well said. We have a purpose and a mission to raise people up. And that's what we're here to do. We're not here to sell you anything. We're here to help you live a powerful life and represent and get better and grow and live more fulfilled and serve a bigger purpose, be kingdom-minded. In that, I'm going to say thank you for listening and helping us rep the rock. Breathing Fire is the official podcast of Beast Life Brand, a badass brand for a new breed of powerful believers. Definitely go check us out on beastlife.com. See how we can help you break chains and live powerful in your life and your business. God bless you. And make sure you join our free Facebook group. Once again, the Lions Tribe on Facebook. We will see you on the next episode of Breathing Fire. Until then, Fired Up Phil. I'm here with King Jason Grass. We're going to sign off for today. And we're going to go make it a good one. We're going to choose to make it a good day. I hope you go do the same. Peace out.
All right, Lions Tribe, that wraps up another episode of Breathing Fire. We truly hope you enjoyed it. If so, it would mean the world to us if you'd help us kingdom build by leaving us a great review on the platform you're listening on. Subscribe or follow the podcast and share it with friends. Thank you so much. God bless. Remember to visit us online at beastlife.com. Join our free Facebook group, The Lions Tribe, and connect with us across social at Beast Life Brand. Until next time, keep breaking chains and living powerful. Peace out.